WCBS News Time, 12:21. Joining us now, as he usually does at this time of the week, Ben Zimmer, executive producer of visualthesaurus.com, vocabulary.com, and of course, our resident language maven. Today, Ben, we are talking baseball, of all things. You saw Game 2 of the World Series, and your article was apparently inspired by a player nicknamed Scrabble. Who's that?
That's right. Actually, there's a pitcher for the St. Louis Cardinals, and he's been in both Game 1 and Game 2 of the World Series. His name is Mark Zepchinski, and he's special because his last name is a real stumper. Let me spell it for you. That's R-Z-E-P-C-Z-Y-N-S-K-I. So you can understand why his nickname might be Scrabble, because his last name would be really great to play in a game of Scrabble.
And a great name to hit cold when you're on the radio.
That's right. You got to practice beforehand to make sure you know how to say that one.
Are there tricks to getting names like these Polish descent names correct?
Well, it very often is names of Polish Americans that can be stumpers for other Americans who aren't familiar with Polish pronunciation and spelling. The pronunciation tends to get simplified so that RZ at the beginning of Zepchinski is, we just pronounce it like a regular Z, even though in Polish it's actually something a little different. It's more like Zha. So we simplify the pronunciation, but the spelling is still tricky. You got to look for the ones that involve the Zs. There's CZ, DZ, RZ, SZ. Very unusual letter combinations for most Americans.
Any other hard-to-spell baseball names or anything that stands out?
Well, a lot of them are Polish names, and sometimes they get nicknames for their spelling, too. Doug Minkiewicz, who played for the Mets, used to be called iChart. There was actually an earlier player named Doug Gush, who played for the Padres. He was also iChart because his name was pronounced, it was spelled G-W-O-S-D-Z, crazy name. I like some other names, too, like Jorvit Torrealba, who was actually in the World Series, too, playing for the Rangers. And last night, we actually got a matchup of Zepchinski pitching to Torrealba. I loved it.
And they're never just Smith, are they?
Well, there might be some Smiths out there, but, there's some really colorful names in baseball, too.
Well, thank you for joining us, as always. That is Ben Zimmer, executive producer of visualthesaurus.com, vocabulary.com, and our resident language maven.